This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Senate is back in session after a two-week break. The Senate failed to limit debate on voluntary GMO labeling bill last month, and supporters are vowing to try again. Politico's Morning Ag wants to know if enough middle ground can be found to get farm state Democrats and states' rights Republicans to vote for the bill. Talks on how to move forward could begin this week. Time is an issue as there are fewer than 90 days before Vermont's mandatory GMO labeling law takes effect. Politico is also keeping an eye on the Senate because it's been over a month since the Agriculture Committee passed a bill to reauthorize child nutrition programs. However, the bill has yet to see floor time in the Senate chamber. The state crop report was supposed to be released yesterday, but it's been delayed by the National Ag Statistics Service until later on this afternoon. But nevertheless, we're going to check in with Stephanie Porter. Stephanie grew up in the WSMI listening area and now works for Burris Seed as a sales agronomist. Stephanie covers a large territory and has a crop update on some fields near central Illinois.
I grew up on a farm in Nokomis, Illinois. I also have relatives that, uncles, cousins, grandpa, I guess, that had farms in the Irving and Witt area as well. And always was really loved FFA, and that kind of led me to develop into agriculture.
Well, what great experiences you have. And now let's talk about what you're doing now. You're working for Burris, so kind of share with us the work that you're doing for them.
Sure. I'm a sales agronomist, so that's my title. I do a little bit of everything. Just recently, I was given product lead of our soybean line, so that's developed in the last year. I cover a huge territory, so I cover from southern Wisconsin down to southern Illinois, central Illinois, but mainly concentrating on the eastern side of Illinois. And so I help growers figure out problems, issues, and I also do a lot of training with account managers on, of course, weeds, insects, diseases, and any kind of information needed to know about our products.
Well, that's certainly a very large territory that you cover, but it's on the minds of everyone right now is when we're going to start planting, and probably going to be seeing that soon this week. So would you be able to give us maybe a quick kind of crop update of maybe some places in your territory that are nearby, or what are things looking like?
Well, I think that this week's going to be the week if it's dry. I think that's the key thing, is we got to make sure the seed bed is fit. I know there's a lot of guys that are ready to roll, but there were some, I guess in central Illinois, areas that were very heavy rain. So, for example, Assumption, which is probably known as those that like to plant first, they actually have some corn that's peeking through a little bit. So they really did have some guys that planted really early, so mid-March. And they got some heavy rain, so I heard up to 2 inches. So other guys, I just had someone call from Effingham area, and he's ready to plant. He's got a few fields that are dry. But mainly the buzz today is Missouri. They missed out on a lot of the rains recently last week, and so they are rolling right now.
Stephanie Porter, sales agronomist and certified crop advisor for Burris Seed. We'll hear more from Stephanie about her work with the Illinois Soybean Association after these messages. I want to also touch on, not only do you work for Burris, but you're also involved with the Illinois Soybean Association and a program that they have. So kind of tell us what that program is and maybe the purpose of it.
Sure. So what they decided was they wanted to start a program where they had Illinois crop advisors, so I'm an Illinois crop advisor. Illinois has more Illinois crop advisors than any other state, and they had decided to have joined forces with them last year and ask certain individuals throughout the state to help them to, I guess, educate soybean farmers in order to increase their yields and profitability. And by doing that, we write blogs I'm actually going to meet with them this week, hopefully maybe to start some projects where we actually show videos, posts from the field. There's other folks doing podcasts and other things, and then they bring this all together in one website for people to go, and they can actually go to the website and sign up for updates so they can get those via the Illinois Soybean Association.
So the program sounds really like kind of an educational resource for those growers. Is that kind of the purpose?
That's exactly it. So if you're interested, the website's IllinoisSoyAdvisor.com. I've already written several blogs, and so I'm excited to do this. This is my first year. I was asked to come on board. There's around six of us throughout the state. And I will be representing the southern portion of West Central Illinois.
All right. Well, definitely sounds like a great resource for growers and farmers. Anything else about the program or about Illinois Soybean Association that I haven't asked that maybe you'd like to share with us?
Well, I know a lot of us are getting into social media. I'm heavy into social media. And so I have a lot of ideas of things that we can do via Twitter. You can follow me on SK Porter, and so you can usually follow me throughout the whole state as I travel and report on things. But I also would like to start reporting a lot on the Illinois Soybean Association and things that are relevant to others that are doing blogs and that type of thing. And so we're definitely going to be doing posts relevant to hot topics throughout the year.
Well, and as we know, that social media has become ever more popular with each year and really is becoming a great tool. I also wanted to mention there's some field day events going to be happening later on this summer. I didn't know if you had any information to share with us about those.
I don't have a lot. I haven't been asked to take part in any of those activities as of right now. I know that others are going to be doing those field days, and they are going to be located throughout different parts of the state. And so those are going to help give growers more information, of course, about soybeans and help them actually take part and look at different field trials in order for them to increase yields and profitability.
Once again, that was Stephanie Porter, sales agronomist for Burris Seed and a certified crop advisor for the Illinois Soybean Association CCA Soy and Voice program. To find out more or to register for updates, you can visit IllinoisSoyAdvisor.com. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.